Well, breaking tonight, former President Trump, releasing a statement viciously attacking Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republicans who support him. In the statement released through his Save America PAC, the former president says the Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like McConnell at its helm. Trump calls McConnell a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, adding that if Republican senators support him, they will not win again. Politico reports the original draft of the statement was even more biting, including making comments about McConnell's personal appearance. On Saturday, after the impeachment vote, McConnell laid blame on Trump for stirring up the crowd ahead of the January 6th riot. McConnell said they did it because they were fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Our own Dimitri Sotis discussed this blistering statement with Washington Post senior editor Mark Fisher a little earlier.
Well, I think the significance is that Donald Trump is always going to be Donald Trump, and he's going to attack people and insult them and try to push his way back onto center stage, even though he no longer holds office. Mitch McConnell obviously is a smart, savvy politician. He knew this was coming when he lashed out against the president on the day of the impeachment vote. And so this is going to highlight once again just how deep the divisions are in the Republican Party and just what a difficult road they have ahead in terms of trying to come to some agreement about what they want their party to be, whether it's going to be a party of one person, Donald Trump's party, or whether it's going to actually stand for something and try to have some kind of program that appeals to voters.
But just because he puts out some nasty statement, does that mean that he's in control of the party?
No, what it means is that he has a tremendous following, one that is loyal to him, at least so far, and one that has frightened any number of Republican members of Congress into voting against convicting him in the vote we saw in Congress over the weekend. So this is a former president who is determined to stay on the national stage, and he has enough support to make it possible for him to do that. He's threatening to use the large amount of money he raised in his effort to overturn the results of the election. He wants to now turn that around and use it to mount challenges against Republicans who he thinks are insufficiently loyal to him. So what Republican politicians are going to find out, if they haven't learned that already, is that Donald Trump is not loyal to the Republican Party. He's loyal to those who are loyal to him.
Then you have Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson talking about how what happened on January 6th at the Capitol was not an armed insurrection. That certainly muddies the waters.
Yes, we're seeing a certain revisionism among a number of Republicans who initially came out saying that the attack on the Capitol was horrific and the act of right-wing extremists who were supporting Donald Trump. Now we're seeing some of them back away from that as they get pressure from Trump supporters back home to fall into line and claim that the attack was something other than what it was. We're going to see more and more of that kind of noise around the edges, and I think we're going to see also more people in the party as they look at the numbers, as they look at the number of Republicans who are leaving the party in one state after another. There is a clear hunger on the part of some moderates and traditional conservatives to have a Republican Party that once again stands for something and is not just about one personality, and yet the Donald Trump cult of personality persists.
Another Republican senator was censured by his state party for voting to convict the former president of impeachment. We're talking about Richard Burr of North Carolina, a rather longtime U.S. senator, but he is about to leave office. He's retiring. And of course, he would not be the last here. What about this trend in the GOP and how big a problem is it for Republicans that are trying to stand for something?
Well, it's not just Republicans who are leaving Congress, such as Burr, but also like Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, who's still very much a part of the Senate and will be and wants to remain so. And his state Republican Party is also moving to censure him. So we're seeing this backlash against those who broke with Donald Trump. On the other hand, the public opinion polling tells us that there are any number of Republicans and a lot of independents around the country who are moving away from Trump, who are exhausted by Trump, who want their party to stand for something else. And so the Republicans are going to have to now spend these next couple of years thrashing that out instead of forming an effective opposition to Joe Biden and the Democrats. Now, can they do both of those things at once? I'm sure they'll say they can, but there is, as Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says, a battle on for the soul of the Republican Party.
Last question here. If you're Joe Biden and his team, I guess in a Machiavellian sense, maybe you can sit back and laugh at all of this, but I'm not quite sure that's the way it works out in Washington. It spills over to the Democrats too, doesn't it?
It certainly does. There's obviously internal strife in the Democratic Party, and more important, perhaps, there is an inability on the part of the Biden administration to bring together anything like the kind of bipartisan effort that he wanted or that he perhaps expected he'd be able to do on some issues that seem to cross party boundaries, such as COVID relief. And yet we're now seeing that the Democrats are realizing that they need to do some of these things alone without Republican support. So you may see this leading toward the abolition of the filibuster in the Senate, for example, as one of the ways that Democrats can use their slim majority to try to gain some more control and get some things done.
That's Washington Post senior editor Mark Fisher on Skype.